So washing for until Tadayim requires that the person uses a kli. So what type of kelim are considered acceptable for the purpose of washing the Tzil Tzidayim? Specifically, the question which comes up many times, the person is somewhere, they don't have the regular kli, they have a disposable cup. Can they use a disposable cup for the purpose of washing for the Tzil Tzidayim? Another question which comes up is a person has his kli, but it's cracked, it has a hole in it, it has something, some damage is done to it. Is that acceptable to use it for the purpose of the Tzil Tzidayim? The root of the question is that we know that there's halachas of kelim, which regards the halachas of tuma. There are certain types of kelim accept tuma, certain kelim do not accept tuma. Kelim which has a hole in it does not accept tuma anymore, so it's not considered a kli anymore. There are certain kelim which are not makabel tuma at all. A kli which is made out of stone is not makabel tuma. Regards to the halacha of Matil Sadayim, the halacha is even kli avonim are acceptable. So if kli avonim are acceptable, we see that the terms of that we need for the lach of a definition of a kli for the purpose of Matil Sadayim are not defined by the lachas of Tumah. So therefore many poskim assume that a disposable kli, if you do not have another option, a disposable kli can be used for the purpose of Matil Sadayim with a bracha. So a person is in a situation where he does not have a regular kli available, and a person needs to wash his hands for a meal, so a person can wash his hands with a disposable kli. Now, some of the poskim talk about using paper cups. The paper cups they're talking about nowadays are very, I don't think they exist anymore. They were not plasticized, and they would get wet, and they become unusable immediately after use. They would soak, saturate, and they would then leak the water. That you cannot use. I have not seen those for years. So the crowd that I'm talking to has never seen them in their life, probably. So that's not a relevant point. If you see it written somewhere, you should know that's not what we're talking about. So a disposable cup is usable. Now, a kli which has a hole in it, however, we have a problem. A kli which has a hole in it, a kli which has a crack in it. So if your washing cup has a crack or has a hole, you have a problem. Specifically, a crack actually is more problematic than a hole. If a person has a crack in the side of the washing cup, according to the Bach and the Chayyotim passing like that, a person should not use that cup for washing the Tzilas Yadayim. If it has a crack, a vertical crack in it, you should not use that for the Tzilas Yadayim. Other persons say you could, so if a person doesn't have another option, a person could use that, rely on that opinion. But if a person has an option, a person should not use a kli which has a crack in it. The kli which has to be large enough to hold a revius. Now there's much of a discussion in regards to how large a revius is. For these purposes, we're talking about if a kli holds 4 ounces, that is sufficient. You have to work out how you wash your hands with 4 ounces. The Chazal clearly said a person is able to wash their hands with 4 ounces. I've not seen it done very efficiently. We'll talk about how you're supposed to wash your hands. You really need much more water than that. Last point I want to point out, that these halachas that were saying that a disposable cup is usable for the purpose of the Tzil Tzidayim, that's not the issue regards to Kiddush. Kiddush, the Chazal used halachas, you need a kois, not a kli. The kais is a level of chashiva, something which is more chashiv than just the kli. So the fact that we're saying you can use it for the purposes of the Tzil Tzidayim doesn't mean you can use it for Kiddush. It is a discussion in regards to Kiddush, and one day we'll talk about that. In regards to the Tzil Tzidayim, a person could use such a kli. Have a good morning.